The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The next article is titled, Buying Back the Block. These Black changemakers are developing Black-owned neighborhoods and businesses in their hometowns. For decades, home ownership has been the primary contributor to wealth building for Black households. To date, her group has contributed over $150 million to Black wealth on the South Side of Chicago and $2 million in annual tax revenue used for education and neighborhood resources. They have also developed more than 600 housing units and created some 2,000 jobs for people of color. They remain intentional about hiring returning citizens, aging neighbors, women, Section 8 recipients, and individuals who haven't had many opportunities in life, but who, given the chance, find pride in helping to reclaim their community. When it comes to buying back the block, they know it's the real secret to building generational wealth, one neighborhood at a time. The next article is titled, Radical Roots. Essence CEO Caroline Wanga highlights Black women as chief executive officers of home, culture, and community, and focuses on helping every Black woman recognize the chief that exists within her by introducing her to the chiefs who live among us. What started as a career in retail buying has turned into a professional life that Jasmine Foster used to dream about. Just a few years after leaving Target, she is now the founder of the stationery brand Be Rooted and has landed her own products on the shelves of the very same company she once worked for. Not bad for a woman who put pen to paper literally at the start of 2020 to begin her inclusivity-focused line of journals, planners, and other writing tools. Foster created Be Rooted, named to Time's list of most influential companies of 2022, to provide a space for women of color to see themselves in ways they haven't been portrayed. Drawing on her own background and experiences, she has made radical inclusivity her mission, weaving culture into every design and message, and inspiring customers to explore their inner muse and celebrate self. The company's main message, to say to Black women, you are seen and you belong here. Foster's passion for inclusion is reflected in her efforts to ensure that her team represents the community she is trying to serve. Behind her journals is a group of Black artists who have created designs that highlights a range of Black skin tones, protective hair stylings, and personal affirmations like Act Up Sis, Guard Your Heart, and Hustle Harder. Here, Foster shares lessons in life, leadership, and purpose. Caroline asks the question, who is Jasmine Foster? Jasmine Foster responds, I am a lot of people. I am a daughter, I am a friend, I am an advocate of Black women. I am certain that I was put here on this earth to celebrate and uplift women of color. And most importantly, I am a woman walking in purpose and passion, It took me a minute to get here, but I am so thankful for the journey that I'm on right now. Caroline asks the next question. You mentioned a journey that brought you to where you are right now. Where did that start? What seasons have represented Jasmine getting to this point? Jasmine Foster responded, my mom always said that I came out of her womb with my eyes open. She said that she knew I was not someone to be played with because I came in very curious. So I've always been this young girl who has been super curious about things, challenging the norms. But I've also been trying to figure out how to structure that in a corporate setting, in which my value systems and my personality were sometimes perceived as too strong, or maybe I was too much of the loud voice in the room. So I've now stepped into a season in which I get to cultivate all of those things that I truly think are true to my soul, and I get to bring that into a company that I believe in and not be afraid to be that loud voice in the room, because it's actually heard, believed, and seen in this space, even though it maybe wasn't always celebrated in other spaces. Caroline asked next, how did the passion for contributing to our community manifest at Target? What happened when you encountered the system that produced the reason why you wanted to be where you are now? Foster responded, I actually started my career in fashion at Target. I remember early on in my career having friends and family come to me and say, so, when is Target going to make clothes that I can actually fit? It started off with people assuming I could move all the mountains, and then it moved to the dolls' conversations. Why did Christmas time come up and I don't have any doll to buy my little girls? And that really hit home with me, because as a little girl, I lived in Europe. I had a lot of non-black dolls, so I thought, these are good questions. I started asking the questions internally, and I didn't get answers that I loved. And then I was like, so, why aren't we offering this? And they asked, do you want to do it? Caroline asked the question, if not me, then who? Actually has become an obligation. How would you advise people to think about that moment where they're like, why do I have to do it? Foster responded, I don't think it's a torch that everyone should have to carry. I think it's something that you should really sit with and decide. Yes, it's an obligation, but do you want to step up to the plate and do it? For me, it became a journey of me feeling comfortable with saying that I was put on this earth to uplift and celebrate women of color, black women specifically. It took me a lot of time through coaching, through having therapy sessions, to being okay with saying I will be the black expert or I will do the black things. That's what I'm here for. And I know I have a specific perspective that I can bring to the table. But on the flip side, the conversation became, if this doesn't work, it's on you. Caroline responded, so you are working a full-time job and you have started this business that is very tied to your personal purpose and relevant to our community and culture. At some point, you left your job. How? Why? And what did it feel like? Foster replied, I gave myself all these goals, and what I realized was that I kept hitting these milestones, but I wasn't ready. What I learned through that is that entrepreneurship is not always about tangibles. It's a mindset to want to feel like you can step out on faith and say, I'm going to bet on myself. I took a weekend. I had to sit with myself and say, if this is your purpose and this is your passion and you believe in God and you think He's got you, then what are you waiting on? You can do it now and do it scared. And if you're not going to do it scared, you probably shouldn't do it at all, because it's never going to feel comfortable. The next segment is from the Contributors of Essence, Solange Franklin. This New York City-based stylist, editor, and consultant collaborates closely with luxury brands, dynamic talent, bringing refinement and inclusivity to their efforts. Franklin has styled covers for international editions of Vogue, as well as editorials for W Magazine, Allure, and Teen Vogue. So our feature, quote unquote, well suited, was all in a day's work for her. The former editor at large in fashion for Paper Magazine counts Solange Knowles, Serena Williams, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Zazie Beetz among her celebrity clientele. Sheikah Daily, when you're a sought-after celebrity makeup artist like Daily, the red carpet is not the only place to showcase your considerable talents. She has also been featured internationally in Vogue, plus in Vanity Fair, Another, and W Magazine. This month, she details how we can recreate 90s glam for the beat. The enterprising Daily, who is the founder and creative director of Allura Lane Lashes, has worked with celebrities like Zendaya, Kelly Rowland, Jodie Turner-Smith, Kiki Palmer, Letitia Wright, Taraji P. Henson, and Beyoncé. Erica Hart, this queer film activist, writer, and acclaimed speaker, and award-winning sexuality educator broke ground in 2016 when she began appearing topless in public to show her double mastectomy scars. Since then, she has been in demand as a speaker at colleges and universities nationwide. She's also been featured in countless digital and print publications such as Vogue, The Washington Post, Allure, Harper's Bazaar, Vice, Cosmopolitan, Vanity Fair, W Magazine, Glamour, and Elle. Both radical and relatable, Hart continues to push beyond the threshold of sex positivity. She shares a personal tale of family dynamics and queer phobia in Love Without a Limit. Travail Anderson, an award-winning journalist, social curator, and self-described world changer whose pronouns are they, them, theirs. Anderson always comes to slay. They have covered every major red carpet in Hollywood and interviewed everyone from Viola Davis to Lil Nas X. Named to the Roots 2020 list of the 100 most influential African Americans, they have dedicated their career to centering those in the margins, gray spaces, and intersections of life through a pop culture lens. The Busy Anderson co-hosts two podcasts, Crooked Media's What a Day and Maximum Fun's Fanti, and has penned We See Each Other, My Black Trans Journey Through TV and Film, set for a May 2023 release. They also co-authored Historically Black Phrases,
to be published in September of 2023, Anderson spoke with our cover star for Lori Harvey Loves Herself. The Charleston, South Carolina native received a bachelor's degree from Morehouse College and a master's from Stanford University. Shaniqua Jarvis, a frequent fashion, photography, and lifestyle commentator, Jarvis has her finger on the pulse of culture. Her influence covers streetwear, high fashion, and the arts. Known for her sensitive approach and distinctive editorial aesthetic, she has collaborated with such brands as The North Face, Fear of God, Jill Sander, Nike, and Adidas. Her subjects include President Barack Obama, Stacey Abrams, Spike Lee, Alicia Keys, and Erykah Badu. For this issue, she captured Emmy winner Cheryl Lee Ralph for Supporting a Queen. Through her speaking engagements and photography, Jarvis seeks to inspire youth, women, people of color, and anyone who aspires to create. The next segment is an editor's letter. It's hard to believe I'm seeing 2023 on the calendar, and yet here we are. That time of the year where things feel fresh, possibilities are endless, and the slate feels clean. In my case, that's quite literally the circumstances as I step into my new role as executive editor and VP of content. If the years since the pandemic started have taught us anything, it's that rules can be rewritten. We can not only challenge the status quo, we can transform it, finding new and exciting ways forward. That's the energy I'm bringing to this new role, to take the incredible foundation of this brand and make it even stronger by challenging us to rethink some of the things we've accepted as truth. And what better way to start than with Black love? For years, we've seen beautiful but mostly heteronormative couples grace our magazine cover. We've defined Black love through the Black partners on so many of the vision boards created by those of us looking for love. But Black love is also so much more. In this issue, we pushed the boundaries and expanded the definition of loving while Black in Lori Harvey Loves Herself. Our gorgeous cover star commands attention all on her own, with no man on her arm. Sometimes Black love is about cherishing yourself enough to know when the moment is about you and no one else. And Black love isn't just romantic. It's also about how we display affection and acceptance within our families. This becomes all too complicated for our queer and trans family members, for whom love can be compartmentalized when relatives refuse to accept their truth. Activist Erykah Hart delves deeply into that topic in a powerful personal essay, Love Without a Limit. Being loved by a Black person is unique. It looks a certain way. It smells a certain way. It's cool hair grease on your scalp as a caring finger rubs it in. It's the scent of well-seasoned food wading through the house as your favorite meal simmers on the stove. It's the first step to the other side of the broom and into your future with the love of your life. In Let Me Count the Ways, we celebrate the beauty of Black love traditions and the ways that only our community shows affection. Unfortunately, Black people are deeply familiar with grief as well, as Black love has long been intertwined with loss. For generations, we've watched Black women like Mamie Teal, Betty Shabazz, Sybrina Fulton, and Laureen London carry on the legacy of Black men and boys. Now, as we share in Black Love Matters, Kenneth Walker is forging a new path as a man making sure the world continues to say the name of the woman he loved, Breonna Taylor. Love is also giving flowers to our legends, and we do just that in supporting a queen, honoring the incomparable Sheryl Lee Ralph for her decades-long career in Hollywood and the overdue honor she's finally receiving. To be Black and to love is an act of resistance. We live in a world that tries so often to steal our joy and even our reasons to love. So, as we start the new year, let's allow ourselves to break the mold and celebrate Black love together in all its forms. Danielle Cadet, Executive Editor and Vice President of Content. The next article is titled Out and About, Seen on the Scene. Black Girl Magic showed up and showed out at this year's Essence Girls United GU Summit and Future Makers Awards Dinner through engaging workshops, insightful panel discussions, fun activities, and spotlighting change makers across industries. These events brought Black girls and women together, reinforcing that we are forever the blueprint. Essence Girls United founder Rochelle Dennis drops some gems for the audience. Attendees enjoyed innovative mocktails made with Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. To kick off Entrepreneurship Month, GU Summit Marketplace highlighted young entrepreneurs and their brands. The marketplace included 10 vendors across beauty, fashion, and wellness. Tiff DeBarber hooked up our attendees with shape-ups and touch-ups, keeping them fresh and clean. Girls United Summit guests posed for the camera between panel conversations. Dress Dior and Jada Chavez discuss how leaning on friendship can be a peaceful practice with the GU team in a panel sponsored by Shea Moisture. Future Makers Awards honorees pose for camera with awards. Marketing consultant Donye Taylor leads a content creation workshop sponsored by Ford Motor Company. American Airlines pilot speaking with attendees during the speed mentoring session. The next article is titled, The Time Is Now, Why a Watch Should Be Your Next Investment. Are you looking for the next luxury item to add to your collection or give as a gift? Something that will stand the test of time? In other words, a timepiece? A watch is a precious investment you can grow into and pass down to your children and grandchildren. And if we're being perfectly honest, it's a subtle flex. Best of all, you can start with something that's more affordable or save up for one a bit more expensive. Whatever your choice, this is a purchase you should take your time with, as there are so many options to consider, from size to weight to band and from brand new to vintage. Whether you're buying a timepiece for yourself or for a loved one, this isn't the kind of acquisition to make on the spur of the moment. Be sure to do your research before you settle on the right fit. In other words, take your time. Ready, set, flex. The next article is titled, I Got a Love Jones for You. The sultry look of 90s black rom-coms has always been the blueprint, with its dark lips, thin brows, side parts, pixie flips, and slow burn style. Here, celebrity makeup artist Sheikah Daly and hairstylist Ikea Powell pay homage to that classic beat. The next article is titled Stand Out. Fashion is constantly ebbing and flowing, and in this season's wave, quirky shapes and colors are in. Textured bags, fringe, terry cloth, Chanel, these bags spruce up any look. Novelty totes, staying playful in fashion is a theme, and wacky accessories are on trend. Futuristic glasses, luxury brand Loewe gave a chic and spirited way to accessorize with eyewear silhouettes, and Burberry is taking it even further with crystal-adorned frames. Wedged go-go boots. Wedges are making a comeback, and with a disco flair, that is a statement shoe. Studded clogs. Have you ever seen something so heavenly? Imagine walking into a room and commanding attention in clogs. It's possible. Glossy mules. Always a chic yet easy option when rushing out the door. The mule gets reimagined here in a glossy finish. The next article is titled The Fearless Artist. Meet Avery Williamson, the artist behind Olay Body's Fearless Artist series. Check out her tips on embracing fearlessness and feeling good in your skin. Naturally inspired. Inspired by the ingredients, Avery used the beauty of floral scents, plant shapes, and colors to create the design of the Olay Fearless Artist series. It's all about excitement, delight, energy, and joy, she says. I love using the collection, especially the Nourishing Moisture Body Wash with cocoa butter. It smells wonderful, and it honors the quiet moments of showering and taking care of ourselves by bringing joy and luxury to this everyday experience. Becoming fearless. Avery says that letting go of fear is a daily practice for her. I definitely feel fear every day, but I've been working to sit with that fear and not let it consume me, she says. I actively try to bring ease and pleasure into my work, to not take things too seriously, and to be open to the lessons that fear can teach me. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.